所有主流的人工智能本质上都在做一件事情。
All mainstream AI are essentially doing one thing.
那就是张量计算。
That's tensor computation.
这是张量计算。
This is tensor computation.
让机器看起来有智力。
Make machines seem intelligent.
当你理解了这个概念以后，
Once you understand this concept,
你就顺便理解了 token、向量、矩阵乘法、注意力机制这。
You have understood the token vector matrix multiplication attention mechanism.
这些最基础的 AI 数学概念，人类的语言和计算机的语言完全不同。
These most basic AI mathematical concepts are completely different from the language of classes and the language of computers.
计算机只认识数字。
Computers only recognize numbers.
所以 AI 面临的第一个问题是
Therefore, the first problem faced by AI is
如何把现实世界映射成数字。
How to map the real world into numbers?
比如你给 AI 输入一句话。
For example, if you input a sentence to AI,
我喜欢猫。AI 收到这个指令以后
I like cats.
会先把它拆分成最小的处理单元。
First, it will be broken down into the smallest processing units.
每个单元就是一个 token. Token
Each unit is a token.
就像 AI 世界里面的语言积木
，like language building blocks in the AI world，
它可以搭建起整个语言的大厦。
It can build up the entire language structure。
这句话可以拆成三个 token。
This sentence can be split into three tokens。
第一个是我
，the first one is me。
第二个是喜欢
，the second is liking。
第三个是猫。
The third one is a cat.
为了让机器能够区分它们 ，AI 会给每个 token 分配一个独一无二的数字编号。
In order for machines to distinguish our AI, each token will be assigned a unique number.
比如我的编号是1732。
For example, my number is 1732.
喜欢的编号是9251。
The preferred number is 925.
好，猫的编号是1034。
A cat's number is 1034.
于是呢，这句话就变成了一个数列。
So this sentence becomes a sequence.
1732-9251-1034.
173,292,511,034.
到这里呢
？Here，
我喜欢猫这句话就已经完全数字化了。
I like cats. That's already fully digitalized.
但对于计算机来说
，But for computers，
这些数字没有任何的意义。
These numbers have no meaning.
它根本分不清楚。
It can't tell the difference.
1034到底是代表猫还是代表飞机
？What does 1034 represent? A cat or an airplane?
那怎么让 AI 认识到1034是猫呢
？How did AI recognize that 1034 is a cat?
任何一个词语或概念本身就包含着大量的特征。
Any word or concept inherently contains a large number of features.
比如猫是一种动物。
For example, a cat is an animal.
它有毛，有四条腿。
It has fur and four legs.
会发出喵喵的叫声。
It will emit a meow-like characteristic.
而另一个概念，飞机。
Another concept, aircraft.
它是交通工具。
It is a means of transportation.
会飞是金属做的。
Flying is made of metal.
很显然
Obviously,
猫和飞机几乎没有共同的特征。
Cats and airplanes have almost nothing in common.
所以 AI 需要引入一种全新的表示方式。
Therefore, AI needs to introduce a new way of representation.
这种方式不仅能够区分不同的词。
This method not only allows to distinguish different words,
还能够保存这些词背后的特征和关系。
Also, it can preserve the features and relationships behind these words.
这就有了嵌入向量的概念。
This gives the embedding vectors features.
在高中数学里
In high school mathematics,
向量指的是既有大小又有方向的量。
A vector is a quantity that has both magnitude and direction.
比如速度就是一个向量。但在 AI 领域里
For example, speed is a vector in the field of AI.
你可以把向量理解成用一组数字来描述一个事物的特征。
You can think of a vector as a way to represent a thing with a set of numbers.
假设我们有以下几个特征的维度。
Assume we have the following features.
是动物吗
That animal.
啊，有毛。
Do you have hair?
吗？会飞吗？会喵喵叫吗
？Can it fly and meow?
是的话。
If so,
标注为一。
Labeled as one.
不是，标注为零。
Not marked as zero.
如果我们把猫带入进去
，If we include cats,
猫就能得到一个坐标1101。
A cat can get a coordinate of 111.
这个坐标就是它的向量。
This coordinate is its characteristic.
如果我们把飞机带入进去
，If we include the plane,
会得到另一个向量0010。
You will get another vector of zeros.
如果我们再把狗带入进去
，If we also include the dog,
就会得到狗的向量1100。
Then you will get the vector of the dog 1100.
你会发现一个很有趣的现象。
You will find a very interesting phenomenon.
猫和狗的向量坐标非常的接近。
The vector coordinates of cats and dogs are very close.
而猫和飞机的向量相差得很远。
The vectors of cats and airplanes are very different.
这就意味着 token 的编号只能区分不同的词。
This means that the token number can only distinguish different words.
而向量却能够表达词语之间的相关性。
However, vectors can also express the relatedness between words.
当然了，真实的大模型远远比这个例子更复杂。
Of course, real large models are far more complex than this example.
大模型的向量往往有几百维。
However, the vectors of the model often have hundreds of dimensions.
几千维甚至上万个维度，形成了一个庞大的向量空间。
Thousands of dimensions, or even tens of thousands, form a vast vector space.
这些特征维度并不是程序员设计好的。
These feature dimensions are not designed by programmers.
而是 AI 在学习了大量语料以后自己摸索出来的。
Instead, it was discovered by AI after learning a large amount of data.
它会逐渐筛选出哪些特征有助于区分不同的概念。
It will gradually identify which features are helpful in distinguishing different concepts.
哪些特征有助于理解语义。
What features help with semantic understanding?
一，然后呢
Then,
把这些信息编码进向量的参数里。
Encode these messages into the parameters of the vector.
某种意义上，向量就是词语在高维空间当中的语义坐标。
In a sense, a vector is the semantic coordinates of a word in a high-dimensional space.
每一个词在这个空间当中都有属于自己的位置。
Each word has its own position in this space.
而且向量的取值不会只有零和一。
Moreover, the values of the vectors are not only 0 and 1,
而是在一个数值区间里面取值，用来表示特征的强弱。
And in a numerical range, values are used to represent the strength of a feature.
毕竟世界本来就不是非黑即白的。
After all, the world is not black and white.
除了猫之外
besides cats.
我和喜欢这两个 token。
I like these two tokens.
同样拥有自己的向量坐标。
Also have their own vector coordinates.
当这些向量按照顺序排列在一起的时候，
When these vectors are arranged in sequence,
就形成了一个新的数据结构。
This resulted in a new data structure.
叫做嵌入矩阵。
Called embedding matrix.
从这一刻开始，
From this moment on,
AI 处理的就不再是简单的文字。
AI is no longer just processing simple text,
而是一组可以进行数学计算的矩阵。
It is a set of matrices that can perform mathematical calculations.
然后呢？下一步又要干什么呢？
Then what should I do next?
AI 真正的任务不是单纯的认识这些词。
The true task of AI is not simply to recognize these words,
而是预测下一个词最有可能是什么。
Instead, predict what the next word is most likely to be.
当用户输入我喜欢猫的时候，
When the user inputs I like cats,
AI 要找到的是这句话后面最有可能接什么内容，才能够输出答案。
The AI is trying to find the most likely continuation of the sentence to generate an answer.
但问题来了。
But the problem is,
人类的语言是有歧义的。
Human language is ambiguous.
同一个词。
The same word.
词在不同的语境下。
In different contexts.
可能表达完全不同的含义。
Could have completely different meanings.
比如苹果发布了新手机。
For example, Apple released a new phone.
和我吃了一个苹果，里面的苹果。
I ate an apple from the apple.
很显然不是同一个意思。
Obviously, they are not the same meaning.
这说明呢，一个词的含义并不取决于它本身。
This indicates that the meaning of a word does not depend on itself,
而是由它周围的其他词。
Instead, it is determined by the other words around it,
也就是上下文来共同决定的。
It is determined by the context.
所以 AI 必须结合上下文，才能够准确地预测下一个词。
Therefore, AI must combine context to accurately predict the next word.
为了捕捉这种上下文的关系，
To capture this contextual relationship,
AI 会给每个词语和周围的其他词的关系打分。
AI assigns a score to each word and its relationship to the other words around it.
比如苹果这个词会给发布和手机打 0.9 的高分。
For example, the word apple will give a high score of 0.9 for publishing and mobile.
给了这个字打 0.1 的低分， AI 会根据这些权重的分数来判断哪些词更重要。
Based on these weights, the AI will determine which words are more important.
哪些词是可以相对忽略的。
Which words can be relatively ignored.
从而来理解句子的含义。
In order to understand the meaning of the sentence,
这叫做注意力机制。
This is called the attention mechanism.
也就是说呢，
That means,
当 AI 看到苹果的时候，
When AI sees an apple,
它会把注意力更多地放在发布和手机这两个词上。
He will focus more on the words release and mobile phone.
从而判断这里的苹果是一家公司。
Therefore, we can determine that this apple is a company.
而不是一个水果。
Not a fruit.
现在 AI 已经理解了上下文。
Now, AI has understood the context.
接下来它要考虑另一件事情，如何生成答案。
Next.He needs to consider another thing, how to generate the answer.
答案不是凭空生成的， AI 虽然已经知道了。
The answer is not generated out of thin air. AI has already known it.
每个词的含义，
meaning of each word,
也知道了词与词之间的关系。
I also know the relationship between words.
但它依然需要一套规则来计算答案。
But it still needs a set of rules to calculate the answer.
这就有点像录音棚的调音师。
This is a bit like a recording studio engineer.
当一段音乐被送进调音台以后，
When a piece of music is sent to the mixing desk,
调音师会根据他自己的音乐审美，
The tuner will adjust the instrument according to his own musical aesthetic.
把某些声音放大，
Amplify certain sounds,
把某些声音调低，
Mute some sounds,
同时强化一些细节，
At the same time, strengthen some details.
最终得到一段全新的音乐。 AI 也是如此，注意力机制。
Finally, a new music AI is also achieved through attention mechanism.
会先帮他找出哪些信息是更重要的。
First, he will identify which information is more important.
接下来呢，大模型必须决定这些信息该如何被加工。
Next, the large model must decide how this information should be processed.
如何生成答案？
How to generate answers?
完成这件事的核心工具。
The core tool for accomplishing this.
就是大模型内部庞大的权重矩阵。
It's the massive weight matrix inside the large model.
它定义了信息处理的规则。
He defined the rules of information processing.
权重矩阵跟向量一样。
The weight matrix is just like a vector.
也不是程序员设计好的。
Not designed by programs.
而是 AI 在训练的过程当中。
Instead, in the training process of AI,
阅读了海量的文本。
Read a large amount of text.
不断地预测下一个词。
Continuously predict the next word.
每预测错一次。
Every time I make a mistake.
他就会微调内部的权重参数。
He will then fine-tune the internal weight parameters.
参数的数量可以达到百亿、千亿级别。
The number of parameters can reach hundreds of billions or even trillions.
所以可以这样理解。
So, we can understand it like this.
向量记录的是信息本身的含义。
Vectors represent the meaning of the information itself.
注意力机制计算的是信息与信息之间的关系。
Attention mechanism calculates the relationship between information and information.
权重矩阵是从海量的数据当中学到的规律。
The weight matrix is learned from a large amount of data,
并且用这些规律来处理信息，
and use these rules to process information,
从而生成答案，
to generate an answer.
有了输入，
with input,
嵌入矩阵，
embedding matrix,
也有了，
also I have,
权重矩阵，
weight matrix.
接下来该如何计算呢？
How to calculate next?
假设在一个大模型里面，
Assume that in a large model,
用户输入
User input,
我喜欢猫
I like cats.
这句话会先被映射成一个嵌入矩阵如下。
This sentence will first be mapped into an embedding matrix as follows.
同时呢，大模型本身还有一个权重矩阵如下。
At the same time, the large model also has a weight matrix as follows.
接下来 AI 就会执行矩阵乘法。
Next, the AI will perform matrix multiplication.
例如，我这个向量会跟权重矩阵做乘加运算。
For example, this vector will be multiplied and added with the weight matrix.
得到一个新的向量。
Get a new vector.
这个新的向量已经不再是原始的我了。
This new vector is no longer the original me.
而是经过模型加工以后的新表示。
Instead, it is a new representation generated by the model.
这就很像你在学校考试的时候。
This is similar to when you take an exam at school.
有语文、
Chinese、
数学、
Mathematics、
英语三份成绩单
3 English exam results.
不同科目的分数乘以不同权重以后再加总，就得到了你的最终成绩。
The final score is obtained by multiplying the scores of different subjects by different weights and then summing them up.
这些新的向量不会停留在这一层。
These new vectors will not remain at this level.
而是会继续进入下一层的网络。
Instead, it will continue to enter the next layer of the network.
再经过新的权重计算。
After performing new weight calculations,
一个大模型
a large model,
通常有几十层甚至上百层
usually there are several layers,
这样的计算过程
this calculation process,
最终得到一个全新的向量值
finally, a completely new vector value is obtained.
然后呢
then,
AI 会根据这个新的向量判断词表里有哪些词跟这个向量最接近。
Based on this new vector, the AI will determine which words in the vocabulary are most similar to this vector.
从而计算出每个词可能出现的概率。
This allows you to calculate the probability of a word appearing in the same context.
比如某个词的概率是 60%。
For example, the probability of a certain word is 60%.
另一个词是 25%.
Another word is 25%.
那么概率最高的那个词就可能被筛选出来。
And the most probable word may be filtered out.
作为模型的输出。
As the output of the model.
输出的内容又会被重新纳入上下文的考量。
The output will also be considered as part of the context.
重复
repeat
同样的计算过程
The same calculation process.
一个词
one word
接一个词
take a word
最终拼接成我们看到的完整答案
The final answer that we see.
从数学的角度来看
from a mathematical perspective.
矩阵乘法本质上就是让信息不断地穿过一层又一层的权重。
The essence of matrix multiplication is to constantly pass information through layers of weights.
矩阵不停地计算。
Matrix is constantly calculating.
最终得到下一个词的概率分布。在理论上
Finally, the probability distribution of the next word is obtained theoretically.
AI 就已经可以处理。
AI can already handle it.
我喜欢猫这样的输入了。
I like infants like cats.
但现实情况远远没有这么简单。
But the actual situation is far from simple.
在训练的过程当中
During the training process,
模型需要同时处理大量的文本。
The model needs to process a large amount of text simultaneously.
除了词语本身，还要记录句子的长度、不同样本的批次，以及词语在序列当中的位置等信息。
In addition to recording the length of the words themselves, the batch also records the repetition of the same words as well as the position of the words in the sequence.
简单的二维矩阵根本就不够用。
Simple 2D matrices are not enough.
举个例子啊。
Give an example, please.
一张 Excel 表上有行和列是二维矩阵。
A two-dimensional matrix has rows and columns.
但如果你有100张 Excel 表呢
？But if you have 100 Excel sheets.
最简单的方法就是把100张叠起来。
The simplest way is to fold them into 100.
于是呢，你就得到了一个三维矩阵。
So you end up with a three-dimensional matrix.
包含页数、行和列这三个维度。如果再增加批次
，include page number, row number, and column number in three dimensions, and increase the batch again.
那现在就有了批次、页数。
Now there is a batch page.
数、行和列这四个维度的矩阵。
Four dimensions of rows and columns.
随着数据越来越庞大
As the data becomes more and more massive,
维度越来越多
more and more dimensions,
这时就不再是普通的矩阵了。
At this point, it is no longer a simple matrix,
而是一种更高维度的数据结构，叫做张量。
And this is a higher dimensional data structure called a tensor.
那么张量计算就是高维数据之间进行的数学运算。
So, tensor computation is the mathematical operation between high-dimensional data.
它虽然很复杂
although it is complex,
但最终都可以拆解成无数个矩阵
but ultimately, they can all be broken down into countless matrices.
乘法
multiplication,
加法以及非线性激活函数等一系列基础的操作。
Addition and a series of basic operations, such as nonlinear activation functions.
所以 AI 看起来像是在思考。
So AI seems to be thinking.
但在数学上，它其实非常的朴素。
But in mathematics, it is actually very simple.
无非就是无数的向量、矩阵、张量之间的数学计算。
It's just a lot of mathematical calculations between countless vectors, matrices, and tensors.
当这种计算规模达到足够惊人的时候
However, when the scale of these calculations reaches a sufficiently impressive level,
像语言
but language,
语言知识
knowledge,
是逻辑能力甚至创造力
logic and even creativity,
就可以从机器当中涌现出来了。
This can emerge from machines.
最后呢
Finally,
如果你也对这些有趣的科技知识感兴趣
If you are also interested in these interesting technological knowledge,
那欢迎加入我的个人专栏
Welcome to my personal column.
我会在这里持续地跟进前沿科技的发展。
I will continue to follow the development of pre-technology here.
陪你一起探索宇宙的奥妙
Accompany you to explore the mysteries of the universe.